Father, we thank you for giving us families. We thank you for the loved ones who are able to be around us today. We thank you for binding us and bonding us with other hearts so that we don't have to walk through this world alone. And thank you for bonding us here with each other. I pray that your presence would now be with us and be close to us and speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Alfred North Whitehead was a former professor at Harvard University. He made a very significant statement of theology I'd like to quote for you. He said, "The image under which the nature of God can best be conceived is that of a tender care that nothing be lost." That's a very good description of our Heavenly Father, of His compassionate concern for us. And it's also, it speaks right to the very essence of Christ's teachings and His entire life. A tender care that nothing be lost. In our scripture reading this morning from Matthew 10, Jesus talked about sparrows. I know very little about birds, but I do enjoy them. All of our lives have become richer because birds have woven themselves into the daily routine that we go through. We often overlook them because we're so used to seeing them, but they add a very special texture to our existence. I remember moving to Michigan at 27 years of age and seeing a cardinal sitting on a branch for the very first time. I'd never seen a cardinal before. It's such a beautiful bird. I remember the swallows in Ireland, how much fun they were. And like I've told you before, how they sang with us one time, our little chapel there in Newmarket. There was just only a handful of us there. We were singing our hymns in the morning on a Sabbath. The windows were open and the swallows were dancing around and singing, and some of them sat on the windowsill and sang with us. Some of you probably don't believe me, but four of us were there and it happened. It's just the most amazing thing. The doves in Israel have meant a lot to me. The tor, as they're called, the beloved. Just like the doves in my own backyard, they remind us of our Lord's grace. Sparrows, on the other hand, are about the most universal and common bird on the planet. It is one of the least colorful and one of the poorest singers of all winged creatures. And yet, these overpopulated, dull and ordinary birds are loved and accounted for by our Father in heaven. Not one single sparrow goes on its way unnoticed by heaven. And Jesus then tells us, so don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Every one of you is minded and cared for by the Lord. The spirit that motivates that concern is very easily seen in all the contacts that Jesus had in his ministry on this earth. Whether it was the woman caught in adultery, the man who was paralyzed and lying on the stretcher, the woman at the well, the blind man beside the road, even a thief on a cross. Compassion for humanity just emanated from Christ. Even in the stories he told, you can see it. The concern for heaven is focused on the lost coin, on the lost sheep, on the lost son, and the lost soul. The image under which the nature of God can best be conceived is that of a tender concern that nothing be lost. That sentiment is part of God's image that's in us too. It's our desire as well. In 1973, Chicago released their sixth album, and on it was a song called "Just You and Me." It's very popular, top 10 song, and the second verse begins, it says, "Give me your own special smile, promise you'll never leave me." We as humans, we have a very strong desire for absolutes. Promise you'll never leave me. We look for absolutes in our relationships. We look for it in our work, in our church. We look for it in ourselves. But experience has taught us that humanity has a hard time providing absolutes. A whole new generation of Christians, a new generation of Adventist Christians, has adopted a theology of relativism. I don't think it's because They don't long for absolutes. But looking at this world, maybe they craved absolutes so much they were just disappointed at what they've seen in this world. And so now they're all tossed aside. Everything is relative. Even the word of God is relative. God bless them then if that's the source of it, if they've just been wounded. But in Christ, if we're looking, as we look in the world, as we look at Christ, in Christ we see the absolutes of God. God's dependability, his absolute concern for you and for me, gives us a secure line that we can hold on to. God's dependability gives us an anchor that we need, that we crave to be able to secure ourselves, our church, our work, and our relationships. Let's look at a section of Jesus' prayer on the night just before the crucifixion. It's in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. John 17, verses 11 and 12. Jesus speaking here says, "I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father." Holy Father, that's the way Christ reverently spoke in prayer. Hearing that, you can see why it is such a sin for any human being to take that appellation for himself. You know, whatever else church is, it is at least a place that brings us into contact with words that we would not ordinarily hear in the world. Where else do you consistently hear words like glory, or blessed, or repentance, or deliverance, or rejoice, or the word holy? Just hearing those words draws us up towards God's throne. Let's go back and start that again. John 17, verses 11 and 12. "I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that Scripture would be fulfilled." None has been lost except. The Lord knows that there will be loss. The unrepentant, wicked people of the world are allowed to make their choice and suffer an eternal loss for the poor exchange of a short worldly option. The Lord knows that there will be loss, but it hurts him because he works so hard to make sure that none are lost. And in that effort, he shields us with something that the scripture here identifies that really is kind of amazing there in verse 11, the second half of it. "Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name." Protect them by the power of your name. What is that name? He is our Holy Father. He is the Lord God Almighty, which means that there is no power that can resist. The Lord God Almighty. And he is the I Am. The I Am, that is the name that is also borne by Christ. And now we, the scripture is telling us, take on his name as a child takes on the name of its parents. In his name we are protected because we're in his family. And in his family we are bound together, and this makes us stronger, wiser, kinder, and more capable than all the armies of humanity. And safe in that bond, if we cherish that name, that family name that we've been given, then one day soon Christ will be saying of us, "Holy Father, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost." Let's pray together. Dear Lord, with thankful hearts, we want to express our gratitude to you for bringing us close, for adopting us as your children, for setting us apart from our past and giving us a new history and a new future. We love you, Father, and today, on this day, we just want to say thank you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.